How a Ugandan girl got an education. Among the proud students receiving diplomas at the 2008 graduation ceremony at Connecticut College was a young woman from Uganda named Beatrice Bira. And what makes her accomplishment so special is that she owes it all to a goat. Beatrice grew up in the village of Kasinga in the mountains of Uganda. It is an extremely poor village, and Beatrice, the second oldest of six children, wanted very much to attend school, but her family didn't have the money to pay for it. In fact, the family was so poor that there was often not enough to eat. The only clothing Beatrice owned was a red dress that was cut open in the back so that she could grow into it. All of this changed in 1993 when Beatrice was 9 years old and her mother told her that through the generosity of an organization named Heifer, they had received a goat. A goat? At the time, Beatrice could not see the value of something like a goat, especially when her mother told her that she would be responsible for caring for the goat. Heifer International is a charity based in Little Rock, Arkansas, which raises money to send animals to people in very poor countries. Its goal is to help people to become self-sufficient by providing them with the animals and the education needed to care for them. The people receiving their help have to make the commitment to pass the gift on to others. Beatrice's mother and others in her village had applied to Heifer to receive help. The help came in the form of 12 goats that were distributed to the people in their village. Beatrice's family received one of these goats. They named the goat Mugisa, which, in Lokanzo, Beatrice's language, means luck. And soon Beatrice realized how her luck would change because of this goat. Mugisa was pregnant when she came to Beatrice's family and soon gave birth to 2 more goats. The milk from the goats helped Beatrice and her siblings to get healthier, and they were soon able to sell the additional milk. The family earned enough money to send Beatrice to school. Though Beatrice was much older than the other children in school, she didn't mind. She breezed through the early grades as an excellent student. One day in 1995, a study tour, sponsored by Heifer, came to visit Beatrice's village. 2 women who accompanied the tour, Paige McBriar and Lori Lostoter, were impressed by Beatrice's passion for learning. They were inspired by her story and decided to write a children's book about her. They called it Beatrice's Goat. Beatrice continued to be an excellent student and won a scholarship to a high school in Kampala, the capital of Uganda. While Beatrice was a student there in 2001, Beatrice's Goat was published and became a very popular New York Times bestseller. Beatrice was asked by Heifer to go on a book tour to the United States. While on this trip, she met a woman, Rosalie Sin, who would become a great help to her. Ms. Sin and others helped her obtain a full scholarship to attend the Northfield Mount Hermon School in Massachusetts, a private preparatory school that had a program to help international students make the transition to college. For Beatrice, Perhaps the biggest adjustment was the weather. She had never experienced cold weather before. Despite the adjustments, Beatrice did very well at Northfield Mount Hermon, and while she was there, she applied to 11 colleges. She was accepted to half a dozen colleges, including some very prestigious ones. She decided to go to Connecticut College, where she won a scholarship. At first, she wanted to become a veterinarian, but she soon decided to study economics and international studies. She wants to return to Uganda one day and use what she has learned to help her countrymen. So in June 2008, there stood Beatrice in her cap and gown. This once very poor little girl from one of the poorest villages in the world was now a college graduate, all because of a goat.